You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Wow, what a way to start off the program today. Kim Petras, Coconuts, brand new single from her there. And yes, it is about exactly what you think it's about. Nothing like the lyrics, Margaritas, to start us off today here on this program, Into the Woods, on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and area and around the world at CITR.ca. Happy to be back once again with you, sharing in tunes. And to be honest, Radioland, I had to play that Kim Petras song because it's been haunting me all day long. I work from home and I would come around the corner and just be like, my coconuts, you can put them in your mouth. And it's stuck in my head. I had to get it out there. I feel purged. I feel cleansed. The coconuts have been shared with all of you, and we can get to the main agenda at hand. So I do hope you enjoyed that. Much love to Kim Petras. Always a great time to have an excuse to play a little bit of Kim Petras here on CITR. That track again, Coconuts. It's amazing. Highly recommend you check out her European Music Awards performance of that song. It is, as the kids would say, iconic. Another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR today. Lots of great tracks for you. Kind of a mishmash. Lots of fun stuff. The stuff you come to know and love from Into the Woods here. In that, yes, there's going to be a lot of like girl-led indie rock. But not a bad thing at all, if you ask me. Great way to spend this Tuesday, December 7th, in the darkness. because we will not have light for a while yet. But here in the darkness, we're going to play some great tunes. We're going to hang out. It's going to be great. We're going to be vibing, having a great time. Next up, I'm going to be playing another new track, actually, given from the blessed release cycle of this artist who seems to be dropping her singles on Tuesdays, which is great for me personally, programmer of this radio program. The artist, of course, I'm talking about is Mitski. I, among all every other gay, is very excited for her upcoming album, and she's dropped another single from it. So we're going to listen to that right now. The track is called Heat Lightning. The artist is Mitski. This show is Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a bit.
Hold on.
fading out in the background there. That's Angel Olsen covering Gloria as part of her album Isles. Before that, we heard from Future Teens, the track What's My Sign, again off of their album Hard Feelings. And kicking off the set, new stuff from Mitski, Heat Lightning. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. And we're vibing, we're chilling, we're sharing in some tunes here on this Tuesday. I hope you're having a great Tuesday wherever you are, wherever you may be. Staying warm, we got a touch of snow here in Vancouver. I was very delighted. I live down in Kitsilano and taking the bus up to UBC this afternoon. I was very delighted to see like the smallest little patches of snow left over here on the campus, little relics of that. And for snow of the year, it's kind of a nice thing. I'm vibing. I'm very, very in the holidays mood. My partner and I did a lot of Christmas shopping this weekend. We did up our holiday cards, which are a very cheesy picture of us and our cats in Christmas sweaters. It's very cute. So I'm vibing with that. I'm kind of leaning into it this year, I think. And because we kind of didn't get that last year, you know, we're still in a pandemic, obviously. It's not like I'm going out and having, you know, a rager, but I am able to go home to my family. I think that's the case for a lot of people this year. And we didn't get that last year. And so I feel like a lot of people, myself included, are kind of really leaning into a lot of the holiday conventions because we missed out on them last year. It's kind of nice, you know. I like to do some baking. I like to send a Christmas card. I'm looking forward to being able to like spend New Year's with a few pals, you know. Yes, the little things in life that keep us going. And speaking of another little thing in life that's kept us going for a while, this weekend here in Vancouver, the Vogue Theater on Saturday night and Sunday night, the New Pornographers will be doing shows celebrating the anniversaries of two of their, you know, most iconic albums, Mass Romantic and Twin Cinema, 21st and 16th anniversaries of those respectively. And they're doing shows at the Vogue where they're playing through each album, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. My partner is a really big New Pornographers fan and so bought tickets for us for those shows like way back in March when they were first available. And now it's happening this week and it feels weird because I haven't been to a concert like that, like at the Vogue, like a big thing in a very long time. And I still am kind of sorting out how I feel about it. I mean, we're going to go. We're going to have a great time, I'm sure. It will be a very, very good show. But it's weird vibes, man. It's weird vibes to be in a big room with a bunch of people again. And it'll be interesting. But I'm very excited. I'm excited to get back out to live music again. I think that this will kind of kick off subsequent shows and things like that, and I'm looking forward to, hopefully, fingers crossed, good stuff in 2022 and whatnot. I've learned to be cautiously optimistic about things because I also had tickets to see a Lucy Dacus show in September that was supposed to be my first show back, and that got canceled. So you never know. But I am very excited about these New Pornographers shows this weekend. I love, you know, conceptually, shows where they're like, let's just play through one of our best albums front to back. It's like, yes, I would love to watch that. Thank you. And I think it's going to be pretty, pretty good. So in honor of that, and that's why I segued into this, is we're going to play a couple tracks from those two albums. First up, we'll listen to Mass Romantic, the title track from Mass Romantic. And after that, we're going to listen to The Bones of an Idol from Twin Cinema. So enjoy a little bit of New Pornographers here on Into the Woods. I think it's going to be a treat, a delight. I'll enjoy. Hope you will too. If I'll see you on the show on this weekend, one of the shows, we're going to both of them, let me know. But yes, in the meantime, let's listen to a little bit of the New Pornographers. This is Mass Romantic off of Mass Romantic here on Into the Woods.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
The bloodbath that is Shindig is back, baby. Submissions are officially open for Shindig 2022. 18 bands enter, only one will win. Enter to experience a moment of connectedness before severing that bond in a ruthless bid to reign supreme in a local and independently run music competition. All genres, ages, and styles are encouraged to submit. Go to CITR.ca to submit and for all the info.
Something keeps turning us on.
die, and I was your soul lamb. As the story goes, I was your soul lamb, but now I'm gone. Hooray, hooray, I'm your soul.
Fading out in the background there, Rilo Kiley, Silver Lining off of Under the Black Light. Before that, a New Pornographers double hit. Most recently, we had The Bones of an Idol off of Twin Cinema. And before that, Mass Romantic off of the album of the same name. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out. We're making radio. We're sharing music. It's a great Tuesday. Hope you're having a great Tuesday wherever you are. Hope you're staying warm wherever you are. It's a little brisk out there. I've broken out the scarf. I've broken out the gloves. Broken out the toque. Tis the season, Radioland. I hope you are staying safe out there. I know that Vancouver, not historically good at handling bad weather of like any kind. But we trudge on. We make it work. We do what we must. And yeah, more tracks to come today. Next up, we're going to be listening to a great Canadian band. We love to hear them. They're great. They're fun. And this is a track from 1995. It is In the Sink off of the 1995 album Mass Teen Fainting. The band I'm talking about, of course, is Plumtree. So we're going to listen to that one here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Into the Woods. My name's Mel Woods. This is CITR. And enjoy a little bit of Plumtree.
Tomorrow.
such a pity. I can feel you building up to the hurt eruption. I won't try to interrupt. You are high and mighty and unlikely to learn lessons. These days I'm struggling to stay in my own reflection. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine.
Start off your new year with a new skill. This spring, Emily Carr University's Continuing Studies is proud to offer courses and workshops online and in person. Choose from over 100 courses, from weekend workshops designed for beginners to skills-focused certificate programs. Whether you're seeking an artistic outlet or looking to add to your professional skill toolkit, Emily Carr has you covered. From painting to print media, industrial design to web design, there's something for everyone. Find your fit at ecuad.ca/cs. Register now and commit to your creative future. Feeling under the weather? Overwhelmed with life in general? In uncertain times, Discorder magazine is here to guide you with a variety of local arts and culture news. This month, navigate the falling sensation described in our Disco Thrash column with Lydia Hall's Some Dreamers of the Golden Dream, a soothing melange found in our Under Review section. Pick up a copy of Discorder at Cranky Cafe on Main and allow the fast-paced rhythms of Chain Whip to bring you to life on chilly days. Or swing by Side Hustle Sandwiches and bask in the calm vistas of our feature on Mother Sun. Enjoy an empowering chat with Nadu and discover the spirit of resilience with Arizo, an exhibition of the experiences of queer communities in Iran. Welcome to a new era.
That right there, Glory from Snail Mail off of their fantastic new album, Valentine. Before that, we heard from Canadian rockers Metric with Gold Guns Girls from Fantasies. Before that, Vancouver's own The Pack AD, Yes I Know off of Positive Thinking. Before that, Dying to Believe from The Beths off of Jump Rope Grazers. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Plum Tree, the track In the Sink off of Mass Teen Fainting. Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program. It has been a treat, a treasure, and a delight to hang out with you for this hour, as it is always Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's one of my favorite parts of my week, is hopping on the old 99 and busting up to UBC. I did my master's up here, and it's a nice excuse to come visit campus once a week. And it's amazing how much campus has changed since I was a student here in 2019. 2 years is not that long, but it feels like it. So it's always nice to come see what's new, what's happening on campus, all the new buildings and whatnot, and to share in some radio with you. Oh, voice crack. As we're winding down in 2021, you can look forward to some fun editions of this program. Next week, I'll be doing my 2021 retrospective, sharing, you know, my favorite tracks and things from the past year. There's been a lot of them. That Snail Mail album that we just heard from is definitely among them. And then after that, the week before Christmas, of course, we got to do it. Some Christmas music. I know, Radioland. It's a necessary evil, but I promise it'll be cool Christmas music. It'll be hip Christmas music. It'll be Christmas music for the cool alternative folks. And maybe, just maybe, one spin of Mariah Carey. I can't promise anything. Can't promise anything, Radioland. But look forward to that in the coming weeks here on Into the Woods. So again, next week, we'll be doing a 2021 retrospective. The week after that, some Christmas music. Take a little break over the holidays, and then we'll be back in 2022, new year, new me, new show, all that. No, not really. It's going to be the same show, same me, and it should be fun and good. I've got one more track for you today. I'm talking all that time about the future, but we're going to talk about today. And it's another cover. Played a couple covers today because you know I love a cover, Radioland. And this one comes off of The Virgin Suicides Volume 3, which is a little mini three-song album of covers coming from Christian Lee Hudson and Julia Jacklin, Christian Lee Hudson and Fenny Lily, and Christian Lee Hudson and Al Mene. We're going to be playing the track with Julia Jacklin. And the track is You're Still the One, because... oh, it's just so fun. It's one of my favorite songs anyways. And we love a fun, kind of sad indie cover. That's kind of my MO. So we're listening to that one. Hope you have a great rest of your week, Radioland. Take care. This is You're Still the One, as covered by Christian Lee Hudson and Julia Jacklin off of The Virgin Suicides Volume 3. This show's Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. Enjoy the rest of your week. Someday.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Real world experience. It's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of